Salutations.
And welcome.
Hey, Jamie's here. Well, both of us are here. Yeah. It's been forever because we're awesome.
Yep.
I literally think the last one we did was probably in, like, November?
It's a Christmas break.
Yeah, yeah.
People
we
need
took
that.
We took a month and a half Christmas break.
Yes.
Santa Claus, it takes him a while to get here. I had to stay up and wait for him every night.
For a month and a half.
Good thing was I got to eat any cookies that did not get eaten that night. So, you know, it was pretty good.
True. I didn't get any cookies.
That's
a
lie.
Well, that's a
lie.
Laura made a
ton of
cookies
because that's all she does, which is awesome.
Yeah. It's Christmas time. We make a different cookie, like, each night. It's wonderful. Like, what are we doing today? Sugar cookies done.
Tomorrow, snickerdoodle. Yay!
I didn't make any cookies this year.
Well.
So I failed.
Yeah, good job. But Jamie had a pretty fun experience yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So I have this N7 hoodie from Mass Effect, and I usually actually make friends while wearing it. That's, I mean, Charles Boda.
That's a fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, Charles Boda,
through
Taco
a drive-through
Man.
At Taco Bell. Made a friend that way.
He's a taco wizard.
But I made my first enemy yesterday. I went to the gas station to get some Monster, and this guy's like... kind of like following me back there, and as soon as I get up to
that's
the counter,
how I make friends. So he was just trying to make friends.
Well, I mean, and it wasn't close, otherwise I would have been worried. He just kind of like walked around that little center thing to kind of like check it out, and I was just like, okay, whatever.
And he, like,
he's
bent
not
over really slow to get something off the bottom shelf.
Yeah. No, if he had gotten any closer, I probably would have been like, what is this guy's deal? Which happened like 2 seconds later. But I went up to the counter. And, you know, he's like, oh, Mass Effect, that's the worst. I was like, I like Mass Effect.
That's why I'm wearing
That's why
this.
I'm wearing the hoodie. Like, usually people like that. I'm like, yeah, me too. So he says that, and I was like, sorry? And he's like, yeah, you know, like Star Wars and Star Trek and just all dumb. And I'm like, so you just don't like that genre? He's like, no. And then he made a reference to something, and he's like, oh, did that go over your head? I was like, yeah, it did. And...
So what you're saying is he just sounds like a really big troll, like, in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's probably used to being a badass on, like, Facebook.
He's probably just
like
checking my
forums.
Knowledge to make sure I'm a real geek, you know? Like, you got to make sure I'm not one of those fake geeks. And it doesn't even matter, because if the only thing...
Girl gamers don't exist.
Yeah, if the only game I had ever played is Mass Effect, it doesn't matter to this guy. Like, who cares? I like Mass Effect.
Are you playing on your boyfriend's Xbox?
Yeah. He told the clerk, he's like, ring her up extra, because she's either a nerd or the wannabe nerd. I was like, is there an in-between? If I'm either or, is it bad? He was even mad about this woman's beanie, one of the ones with, like, dangly side bits.
To be fair, I hate beanies, but, you know, I just don't talk about it in public.
Yeah, I just, yeah, you don't just, like, that hat's dumb. Good, you're not wearing it. The same thing with my hoodie. Good, you're not wearing it. But,
yeah, I like when people, like, they just assume because you only like, they think you only like one thing or
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, you can't possibly be
yeah, and
big into the culture or anything.
Yeah, you can't. And it doesn't, and if I never watched, like, any other sci-fi movie thing, like, my point is it doesn't matter, first of all, because I like what I'm wearing, you know, and it shouldn't be, I shouldn't have to take a test to wear, you know, a hoodie. from a game, but that's like with anything, and you get into that. With
that'd like be like if somebody ran up to me and was like, oh, you're on a Pokemon hat? Name all 728. And I'd be like, that's impossible.
Yeah. No one can do that but the guy that raps the opening theme song, yeah. Which has to be half the episode by now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I can do 150, and then they'd be like, that doesn't matter. And
yeah.
Like,
that's old.
Fuck you. Gotta catch them all, bitches.
Yeah. And then I punch him in the nuts.
Yeah. I'd punch him right in the master balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's they're just some retarded people, and that's like really odd that that's the thing you had, because it's like usually we had a nerd off at Pops one day,
mm-hmm.
because me and Mark went, and this guy walks up and he was wearing an N7 hoodie, but his was like one that like lit up and shit, like,
oh,
it was crazy
yeah.
awesome, and Mark was like, or I was like, dude, nice hoodie, and he's like, thanks, nice hat. It was like a compliment each other nerd off, like
yeah.
to see who could compliment each other better, because he was like, dude, nice hat, and Mark was like, oh, nice watch, because he had some kind of nerdy watch on. And he was like, oh, nice armband, because Mark had some kind of nerdy armband. And we literally went back and forth with just the shit
See,
we were wearing.
That's
for, like
the opposite.
10 items. Like, it was a, not even trying to, like, I'm wearing the best stuff. It's, no, I'm going to compliment you and see who's wearing the best stuff. Like, it was fucking hilarious. It was like 5 minutes of just going back and forth talking about what each other had on.
Nice Spider-Man underwear.
Yeah.
How do you know?
It was the gayest three men standing around talking about fashion thing I've ever been in. Yeah. It was awesome.
See, I'm jealous. I wish I got that kind of stuff. Well, I guess the only thing is I just wear, like, the N7 hoodie, and I get a lot of compliments. Like I said, I just make a lot of friends. Like, now we hang out with this guy that I met through Taco Bell.
He's a taco wizard.
Yeah. Taco stuffer. I was a taco stuffer for a while. Now I still am, but I don't get paid for it.
Yeah. You should.
I should.
Or maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you're terrible. I don't know. You leave out the cheese. I don't know.
Gross. Not enough sour cream.
Yeah, and then, like, when we were talking about we were having a cigarette the same time, it drives me nuts when, like, I know somebody that I'll be like, oh, have you played this new blah, 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 and they'll just shoot it down immediately because they only play, like, one video game for 6-7 months at a time, and anything else can't be good because it's not this.
It's not this one thing.
And I've noticed a lot of it is, like, either MMO players, people only because, I mean you got to be on daily to do all this shit, do all the daily stuff that pops up to even want to try to keep up with everybody else. Or, I mean, still, I guess, an MMO, but, like, stuff like Dota and League of Legends, like, those people are, like, fucking nuts. Like, I'll get on and play once, and you fuck up once, and they just want to fucking jump down your throat, and it's like...
This isn't my job. Hey, like, I'm just playing a game.
I'm not a South Korean guy, and I'm not getting paid, like, $70,000 to do good here.
Yeah.
So you're kind of just making me not want to fucking play and get better.
Yeah.
Because you guys are just way too into it.
That's one of the things I couldn't really get into, like, because I played WoW for a little bit, and it was just, like the getting on all the time to, like, keep up. I didn't want to do that. It's like, I just want to play every once in a while, but, you know, I'd be so far behind the people that I'm playing with that I was just kind of like, eh.
And, like, and I do it with Destiny. I get on almost every day to do, like, like at least 20 minutes of play, but it's like, and then I'm like, who wants to come over and play board games? Or who wants to play Dragon Age?
Yeah.
Or who wants to play any of these other games? Like,
yeah, and you were bringing up, like, the board games. Like, we have so many between all of us that it's like, we can't stick to one.
Last on my list, I think we have, like, 58 or 60 between me, you, Kevin, Anton, and Tyler.
Yeah.
And it's like, that'd be like me saying, well, I own all these games, but I only want to play Munchkin from now on. Like, every single game night.
Yeah.
Just to make us all hate each other a lot.
Well, I mean, you can't get much hated than I am in Munchkin, though. Like, I can't play.
Game.
Yeah, I can't play a
any
three-player
game
between
me, you, and Nikki.
Yeah, with Eddie and one other person because we played. Oh no, that was four. No,
no, that was four of Halo, but we still just ganged up on you and just left Kevin alone.
Yeah, poor Kevin had to be on my team for Bang Halo because Nikki and Eddie had to be destroy us.
Yeah, we had to win. We were me and Nikki are always team up as
holding the grudge
of worlds.
Just because I fucked you over the one time.
Yep. But, yeah, it's just people go, like, way too fucking into a lot of nerdy stuff.
Yeah.
Or it's like, and God forbid, like, you know, you hate or you don't like something that...
That somebody else likes.
I hate, with the burning fiery passion, Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's, as a huge nerd, it's backwards. It's like, oh, are we still in the 80s where nerds can't talk to girls and we're social outcasts and we can't do anything anymore?
Yeah.
Besides that, the laugh track. The laugh track is fucking terrible.
Oh, God. Have you seen the ones where it has it without the laugh track and they just stand there awkwardly?
Oh, yeah, but it's terrible. Yeah. But it's like, I was talking to Zach one time and he was like, oh, it's not that bad. I was like, I can't hear what they're saying half the time because the laugh track is that loud.
Yeah, or you have to wait because they have to wait for the laughter to be over.
Yeah, and, like, I've only seen, like, 3 episodes because I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
But
I actually watched a good portion of it while I was deployed. It was just, like, free on the servers, so I was just like, I'll watch this, I guess.
Well, and what I've talked to people now is because it's gotten popular, they've actually dumbed down a lot of the jokes and they're, like, less nerdy to like, so
to
that
bring
normal
in the
people can, like, be can understand jokes and shit. Like, it's less geeky.
I mean, I understand that they want a bigger audience, so I get why they do that, but...
They're like, but no, I hate that show, and you'll get a lot of people, and especially, like, non-nerds, that are like, oh, that show's, like, the best. I'm like, no. Or it's like, and I take flack all the time for this one, it's like, I don't like Firefly.
Yeah.
I'm, like, the only person I know that hates Firefly, and it's like, dude, who cares?
Yeah. No, I mean, I love Firefly,
so
but I'm not gonna...
So many other TV shows. Yeah. There are so many other video games. There are... Like, nobody can like everything. It'd be fucking impossible.
Yeah. I mean, that's why there's so much is that, you know,
I mean, hell, I don't take flack for hating Jews in real life, so, you know, don't hate on me for not liking Firefly. Mm. the other thing that I got Jamie's attention, I was walking through Walmart, like, probably about a week before Christmas, I guess, just looking, or it might have even been after Christmas, because, you know, everything's always on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking down a toy aisle, and I kind of glance over, and I thought, oh, a fucking two-shot Nerf gun. Who would want a fucking Nerf gun Derringer? So I kept walking, and then I realized everything to the right of me was bright pink and purple with flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned. Nerf now has an all-girls section of Nerf guns.
Which, to me, besides just being ridiculous and sexist, is ridiculous because the old Nerf commercials before it was segregated.
Boys
like,
and girls
boys
running
and
around
girls.
Just shooting the shit out of each
both
other.
Both, like, having the, you know, Gatling gun fucking Nerf
thing.
Well,
and what's funny is not only are they all pink, purple, flowers all over it, they're all just, like, a couple shots. even
and they're all small, too, aren't they? They're
yeah, they're all
no,
tiny.
Like, big things. They're all, like, handheld.
They, it's called Nerf Rebel, R-E-B-E-L-L-E, in, like, big, like, flowy yellow script. And so it's funny, because it's like, okay, Jenny, here's your Nerf gun. Go outside and play with your brother. So, you know, she walks outside of a two-shot, and it's got three guys with, like, $120 Nerf gun Gatling
yeah.
guns of doom, and it's like, fair.
Yeah.
She should stay in the kitchen, because she can't hang out here with the Nerf guns.
Yeah, and the Legos, too.
Yeah.
The Legos that are now, like, for girls.
Well, one more thing about the Nerf things that
oh,
cracked
yeah.
me up is they had, and it kind of had me excited for a second, because it said rail add-on, so
mm-hmm.
it's like an add-on for one of your Nerf guns, but it's an add-on to hold your phone so you can take selfies of you while you're out shooting your girlfriends and having a tea party with your,
in your
Nerf guns.
Wearing your pink and your flowers, because
all girls love
flowers.
Daisies. Even the darts have flowers on
oh
them.
Oh, my God.
Like, and the biggest dart like pack I found was, I think, like 6 or 8, which the guy with the boy ones, you buy, like, oh, I got to buy like a pack of like 60 because...
Yeah,
because
my thing shoots 60 darts.
I guess it's easy to find stuff if you're only shooting in the kitchen. I don't know. Like, you know...
There's only,
you know,
like,
that,
it
like,
could only be
hand.
In two places, the oven or the microwave.
You know that, like, the back of your hand, you find them darts instantly.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, I was just standing there going, I got to take a picture of this. I have to make fun of this later. It's so good. And then, like you said, Lego Friends.
Yeah.
Like,
which,
first
again,
of all,
old
when I
Legos
was,
like,
yes.
are marketed, girls and boys playing with the same exact thing.
And, like, when I was a kid, it's like, you got all your little Lego guys, and, like, you know, there's the different hats. One of them was a ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was chick hair.
Yeah.
And then there were the
different
Lego
hair.
Faces that had, like,
makeup
eyeliner
and stuff, which
and
is
stuff,
fine, because,
so
like,
you'd know it was girl characters.
There's no other way to say that that's a girl or
on
guy.
A simple,
yeah.
blocky, square Lego guy. Well, the new Lego characters and Lego Friends actually have, like, boobs. They have, like, a bump. They're, like, shaped different.
And what was it? On one of the boxes, there's a guy, Lego man, sitting in the
sitting
living room.
In a
and
living
there's
room.
A woman in the kitchen
so,
cooking.
Yeah, and she's got, like, an apron, little Lego apron
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I said, I bet they make their hands different, so the woman can't even
she can't
use
hold the, remote.
The remote.
She doesn't get to pick what we're watching.
Yeah,
there's
she
only
can
two
hold
channels,
the pan.
ESPN
and
the Hunting channel.
Yeah. And hunting, is that what you said? Shooting stuff.
Sports. It's just like, what, a couple of the other play sets, it was like, you know, guy, you know, boy Legos, because, you know, that's a thing now, I guess. Lego Bros should now be the boy ones. Like, Lego Bros and Lego
They all
Friends.
Come with popped collars.
Yeah.
And backwards hats.
Awesome, we need to market this. But, you know, the boy ones
Brandon
get like...
Brandon would love it.
Well, my little brother.
Oh,
but,
God,
you know, you get, you know, fucking archaeology sites and, you know, Star Wars and shit like that. And then these girl ones get like, here's an ice cream shop. Lego
yeah.
Friends. Or like,
build a shopping mall.
Yeah, here's a shopping mall. Or here's a beach resort. And I'm like, this is great. This
no.
is great.
No.
I'm like.
Teaching girls at that young age that they can't do those
yeah,
things
well,
is the
and,
worst
but
thing.
But they came under fire for that. So they put out limited edition sets. With, like, the little Lego Friend miniatures of, like, here's a little set of, like, a Lego lady in, like, a laboratory. And here's one, like, in a, like, a teaching thing or something. And here's one, and it's an archaeological dig. And they were so limited time that you couldn't buy them after a month. And then they never re-released them and went right back to cafes and letting your husband hold the remote.
Oh, my God.
Like, awesome, Lego.
That's why, like, I mean... you know, eventually, if and when I have kids, like, I've always wanted a boy, but now I'm just like, I want a girl to just be like.
Just to not let that happen?
Yeah, just to, like, have this kick-ass
take
daughter.
A selfie of me.
Yeah. Is that for your new Instagram?
Yes.
Follow Eddie, not Brandon.
Edgar.danger.dieterman. But,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous. And.
I'm trying to think, because we talked about this.
But as a, you know, as a kid, I played Candyland.
Yeah.
Candyland was awesome.
The old school Candyland,
with
though.
The spinner, not with the.
No, with cards.
Not with the cards, not with the shitty spinners. Or I was talking to another friend of mine as a kid. I was like, oh, what are you playing? They're like, Chutes and Ladders? I go, when I was a kid, it was Snakes and Ladders.
Can
yeah.
we not say snakes anymore?
I guess they're too scary with their comically open mouth. Just like. I was like, I have it somewhere, Snakes and Ladders. And
yeah.
I'm like, God damn it. Not only are we making boy and girl toys, mm-hmm. but we're just pussifying everything, and that
yeah.
drives me nuts. But
well, that's like that thing we just watched about like education, too, is like you can't read certain books in school because they have, you know, the N word for To Kill a Mockingbird and the F word for like Catcher in the Rye. It's like just taking the stuff.
Yeah, it's. Or, like, you know, when we were in school. We'd read it, but then we'd have a discussion about why that's not good anymore.
Yeah.
And it's
that's
like,
what
and
you
now
should
they're
do.
Just knocking it out. And no, let's just pretend.
Let's just not talk about it.
Yeah. Just
let's
shit.
Just erase that from our history.
Yeah, that
but
doesn't,
now
that
this
doesn't
is,
happen
this is turning
anymore.
Into a whole different kind of podcast right now.
Yeah. But it's like, man, I'm
let's
just.
Talk about race relations.
Yeah, it's just. It drives me nuts about kids because it's like, fuck it. Hell, I mean, we didn't give a shit what we played with as kids as long
mm-mm.
as we had fucking toys. Like.
Yeah. That is true. That is
like
true.
It did not bother me as a kid.
This is my toy. It's a stick.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to make do. But
I put it in a little dress because I'm a girl.
That's what I'm glad. Like, my dad, I mean, I had Barbies, of course, but I also had, like, G.I. Joes and everything like that. But I grew up with my dad and my brother, and I think it was just my dad, like, I don't know. And also,
well,
I think he knew that I wouldn't play with, like, if he
I'm
just got me, like,
I'm actually surprised, like,
shit.
Barbies are, like, still in business. Because, like, you saw those commercials all the time when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, like pretty much every girl when we were growing up
mm-hmm.
had a Barbie.
At least one.
I don't see any Barbies in stores anymore. I don't even know, like, what Mattel's doing or whoever the fuck owns them.
I think
like,
they do. I mean, I think they still make them. But, yeah, I haven't seen a lot of commercials for them.
I probably just walk less down the toy aisles because I get
true.
Weird looks.
True. Because, no, yeah.
I'm, like, pushing kids out of the way.
And he's like,
I
got to check out
edition.
These Barbies.
Yeah.
sir, you're going to
have
to leave.
What underpants does this one have? I'm looking for
the
special the
one
edition
that gets
Daisy
pregnant?
Ones.
Actually,
I want one of those dolls, but
I heard that they had to discontinue them because she didn't have, like, a wedding ring or some
yeah.
stupid shit. Oh, my God.
It was creepy, though. I mean, she literally had, like, a little magnetic baby in her belly.
Yeah.
But I would like to own one just to have it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, like, I think they still make them. Maybe, it's, like you said, we're just not into those
the
type
toy
of toys
anymore.
We're, like,
they're not
board
being
games.
Sold in, like, GameStop or in my
yeah,
local
yeah. I don't
comic
know why
book store.
Barbie Horse Adventure. I think my sister used to have
game.
That. I know. I feel like I've played that.
Again,
but
that's the game little girls get to play.
Yeah, that's
Barbie's
why
Tea Party
when we
Adventure.
Were in, when I was in my women's studies class and we were talking about this kind of like discrepancies between girls and boys' toys and like people were raising their hands, I was like, I have a totally different thing because I didn't, you know, grow up with my mom, you know, so I didn't have the dynamic of mom and dad. It was just like dad doing things. So I'm like, I don't have anything to contribute. I grew up with boys.
It's like, man, yeah, I'm just tired of it. I'm, or like, obviously, towards younger girls, like, they have that supernatural Ouija board at the game, and I'm like, wow.
First of all, don't mess with Ouija boards. There's my advice. Don't get any Ouija board.
But
you're
also, don't get ones with Sam and Dean on it just because they have
they're so
sexy
dreamy.
Hairstyles
they're
and they're
so,
dreamy.
I'm going to summon sexy spirits.
Yeah. Can somebody kill one of those, too, so I can summon them? It's just like, God damn. Or it always cracks me up whenever I see, well, My Little Pony is a bad
example,
because creepy men everywhere. But, like, My Little Pony comic books. And
yeah.
It's like, God damn it. It's just, it kills me. It just makes me
laugh.
Adult
men
so
ruin bad. Everything.
Adult
no.
men ruin everything.
That's my new motto.
I think Louis C.K. made the show. He's like, yeah, perverts have ruined everything. Like, you cannot go bathroom in an elementary school anymore. Adult men and perverts have ruined everything.
Yes.
It's just goddamn. But I think we all had a pretty good Christmas, Sue.
Now it's time to do it on the table. Do it on the table. Table. Now it's time to do it on the table. Do it on the table. Do it on the table.
Oh, doing it on the table.
Well, I am simultaneously very proud and disgusted with myself.
Every time you hear it?
Yeah. It's just like, shaking my head at myself, but also like, yeah, that's
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Brandon is mad, like, every time we do Filterless that he made such a good bumper for us, and then we don't use any bumpers on there.
Oh, because the new Filterless doesn't have, like, segments. You just do things.
So he's like, he wants to redo our beginning and end, but I'm fine with it. But
I was going to say, I like it.
But he was like, God damn, I use such a good bumper on you guys. But, yeah, Christmas was pretty good. We, all added to our collections a little bit. Tyler, mm-hmm. Well, I guess a little before Christmas, bought like 6 fucking board games out of nowhere, and they're all fantastic.
Which, at least he's played 1 or 2 of them, so we can play those without him now. We just have to wait to play like 2 of them.
Tyler's such a jackass, though, because like, he'll just be like, oh, it's been like 6 months, so I bought this game for like $70, and it's the one we all play most now. Or it's like, hey, I bought this game just randomly. Didn't even like read the box, really. I just thought it looked cool, and it's really fun. And I'm like, if I did that, I would end up with the worst games ever, or Anton would end up with Gear Worlds, which is totally the best game ever.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But
I can't wait to do the Let's Play for Gear World.
One of the games I got, a really cool fucking store in St. Louis that I don't know how they get away with it, but they just sell like all their games like 50 to 90% off in the store, and on their website everything's at least 15% off. I bought a $90 board game for $18. Haven't got to play it yet. It's something about Vlad Dracula and curses and all kinds of weird shit, but I kind of am really excited to read through the rule book because supposedly it's incredibly broken English because it was translated very badly from Romanian.
That's my favorite thing to read.
Yeah, and everything like online is like, yeah, you're kind of going to have to just look up a rule book online where somebody's translated it right. And I'm like, well, I'm going to try to learn it first in broken English because it's got to be hilarious.
That can't be too bad. I mean, unless it's just, you know, just one of those things where it just doesn't translate right, you know?
Yeah, my mom got me like a 1973 version of Sorry, which I don't own any classic board games, so I was really excited just to have an
We should have an old board game night where we play like Sorry. I know that we have a few. I love Clue. You don't like Clue, though.
I haven't played this since I was a kid, but it just always looks really boring to me.
It can be, I guess. I don't know. But I like Clue. I have like Harry Potter Clue, but it's horrible.
Well, don't you have Dungeons & Dragons Clue?
No, I was going to buy it. That's on my wish list because I want to get it. I just haven't yet.
Classic, we should play Supernatural Ouija.
I told you, no Ouija boards. I don't mess with that shit anymore. You bring bad juju into your life.
After I summoned Satan for the third time, I said, I'm pretty bad luck. I better stop.
Yeah, pretty much.
But,
I've been haunted for most of my teen years.
By Satan.
Yeah.
Lucifer himself.
He sleeps at the foot of my bed.
That's pretty sweet, though.
Yeah.
Binding spells are the best, but so we got that. I think it's literally called, I Am Vlad. I got some old, it was made by Dungeons and Dragons when the first Dungeons and Dragons came out, and it was for people who didn't feel like having to get a master's in math
to create characters.
D&D first edition. So it's, I haven't played it yet. I went through it. We got to play our new favorite game. High School Drama.
That is my new favorite game. 10 out of 10, that game.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 from the 3 people that played it.
Like, you know, it...
Very
it
fun to roleplay.
Yeah, it just seemed like it would be, like, just the silly game we were going to play once, you know.
And it was
going
to be dumb, but I bought it for $10. You
so
know,
why not?
Well,
just try it out. But it's, like, it's easy to play, and it's fun, especially if you're role-playing your characters.
Yeah.
For instance, I was Man Candy. I did not have a good high school.
I was a mean girl.
Yeah. Eddie was the meanest girl in school. Brandon was a mathlete, and he won.
Yeah.
Because the point is to get
yearbook
signatures and, you know, do different things doing that.
And
but,
you,
of course,
you
I
have
was
to
playing...
create relationships with different players and the different, like, you know, clubs, like chess club, marching band. I was the lead singer for a pop band.
Yeah, after you got out of, like, the dance squad or something, or cheerleaders, I don't remember. You're like, this isn't hardcore enough for me.
You're trying to give yourself relationships while breaking up others. Like, me and Brandon were a pretty good school couple for 3 out of 4 high school years.
Yeah, junior year was rocky for them. I think that might have been my best year.
Jamie... like, and the cards are all funny, and that's what makes it, like, role-playable. Like, one of the breakup cards that Jamie used was pregnancy scare, so
yeah,
it broke up me and Brandon.
Well, the pregnancy scare one is I can attach any female to any male, like, on the board. So I added another man, you know, to Eddie and Brandon's relationship.
We were taking
and
hits against ourselves to make our funny role-playing better.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like, I broke me and that guy up. I was like, no, baby, we couldn't have been pregnant. I took in the butt. It's okay. I love you anyway, Brandon.
Oh.
Don't leave me. Incredibly fun game to
yeah. Surprisingly, yeah.
Like, what, 30 minutes maybe?
Yeah.
Like,
and how many people can play that game? Is it three for just the base that you have?
I think it goes up to six, but okay. I think four is, like, the best to do it.
Yeah, because six, you're using all people.
Yeah, you're using, like, everything. Yeah. You're using all the clubs, but... No, yeah, really fucking fun. It's high school drama, the Varsity Edition.
Yeah.
Fantastic game. And I use BoardGameGeek.com to keep our collection together and based on my reviews and shit. And it's either, like, people rating, like, nines and tens because they can understand that it's just a fun, goofy game.
Yeah.
Or you got ones and twos because it's people that are board game snobs.
Yeah. Like, I only play games that take days to finish, like, yeah. Monopoly.
Risk. Though, when we were kids, we did used to put three Risk boards together.
Oh, my God,
and
why?
You had to start on the outer two, and somebody had to die before you could start moving into the inner board.
That sounds like
terrible.
The most horrible thing
yeah.
to do.
Weeks.
Yeah.
You need to ask Donnie. He can't play Risk anymore because his family, that was like the only board game they had, and they were super fucking serious about it. And he's like, I can't do it anymore.
That's why we played... A friend of mine had a different Risk that was, it's not Halo, but it was some other game like that. And me and another person came late, and there were two characters left, so we just became mercenaries for whoever else was playing. So, like, if they drew a certain card, or we'd have, like, a turn, and we would just help other people, like, beat other people.
I know you have that super shitty Mass Effect Risk.
I do. But what's good about that is it has, like, three different ways to play. Like,
yeah.
You can play with just the cards, and it's just a two-player thing.
There's a Risk Legacy I really want that's, like, it makes it a campaign kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
someone
was telling me about
the rules
that.
And stuff.
It comes with an envelope that says, like, confidential, and you don't open it.
Yeah.
But, of course, the guy that I was talking to, this game shop owner in Oklahoma, he's like, so I opened it. He's
yeah,
like, it changes
I
your
would
entire
not
game,
because
and
I would love
it
to play
fucks
that.
You over. So, yeah. It just adds another element. I want to play that, too. I haven't played Risk since I was in high school.
I know. Like, I got to play Small World last year at International Tabletop Day. It's basically Risk Lite.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember that.
It's really fun. It's not hate yourself. I mean, it still takes, like, an hour, but it's really fun. We got Catan.
Yeah.
Which,
of
again.
Of course. Again, I played with Nikki and Eddie, and...
We just tried to fuck you up the whole time. And that's actually a game. It's one of the only games where the more people you have, the faster and funner the game is, because you're getting more resource rolls. You're
yeah,
to do
you
more.
Get
like,
more, yeah.
That got really stretched out because none of us could get anything.
Yeah. Well, I made a mistake. Like, when I placed my people, I was nowhere near Rocker Wheat, and I was like, God damn it. So, I'm trying to build this road, and I had, like... It was just not good.
Yeah, very fucking awesome classic game, though. Halo Bang, which is
yeah.
just fantastic, because it's, you know, we're all really big fans of Bang here.
Yeah.
I mean, all of us rate Bang. And I mean, we, besides Betrayal, that's probably the one that we've played more than, like, any other thing.
Oh,
that
yeah.
just used to be our drinking game, was play fucking Bang,
Bang
and get pissed
yeah.
at each other. But Halo Bang just completely remakes the rules. It's almost not even the same game.
Yeah. Which is good, because, like, Walking Dead Bang was good, because if you like the show,
it is
Bang,
you know, just with
that's what
like
I was gonna
an
say
overlay
is like,
of Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is like, you like the show, you'll like Walking Dead Bang, you know, if you like both those things, because they're the same, but the Halo Bang,
it's almost completely different play.
It's co-op,
and
you know who you are, too.
Like, I like that company, and they only had two games out by themselves. They mm-hmm. had that, like, Samurai one.
Oh,
Bang.
Yeah.
I was kind of happy to see, like, I mean, their Bang is really, is pretty big, but it's not... huge fucking thing, but
yeah.
picking up Halo and Walking Dead is like two of the biggest IPs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a third one at Slackers I really want, and it's Heroes of the Storm, and it's all Blizzard characters. It's got like Kerrigan, the Queen of Blades from
sure.
StarCraft. It's got Illidan, which is the demon hunter from Warcraft 3.
Yeah.
It's got...
I'm just like,
like, oh, it's so awesome because it's not WoW characters.
Okay.
It's characters from, like, every other Blizzard game.
Okay, see, when you said Blizzard, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. But, yeah, okay.
Like, and I want that just because Blizzard is another one of, like, the biggest, like, video game companies, like, out there.
Yeah.
And the fact... So I'm hoping that the company that makes Bang starts putting out more games because they're obviously getting some big fucking capital from...
Oh, yeah.
This stuff. Let's see,
I got Munchkin Panic
which
is
Panic
Castle
is
Panic.
Game.
Yeah, but Munchkin.
But
where
Munchkins, because you know if
you know you can play the co-op mode
enough.
Or you can play the screw everybody over mode, and it would have been a better game if I would have read the rules
Damn
and put out
the
walls.
Rules, right.
So we lost fairly quickly. So it would have gone another like 6 rounds. Maybe we would have won. I don't know.
Oh man, that
probably
was
not.
Shitty, I got Ascension, which I just found out.
I love Ascension.
When I just found out about it, because I was looking, I almost bought the base game at Slackers the other day. It's actually created by some of the original World Magic the Gathering champions from like 95 and 96. Like,
oh,
three
wow.
of them actually created Ascension the card game. Because I have one of the standalone expansions. Again, the box is beat up, so I got it for like 50% off at that comic store.
Which is like, if you... You know, you just play
it's
games.
Not
it's not
an action figure where you hope it
yeah.
collects money. I buy board games to play with them.
Exactly. Hell, so who cares what the box looks like as
Mark
long as
Mark won't even
hold
hang
stuff.
Out with me if I buy, like, an antique action figure because he knows I'll open it right in front of him and play with it because it's an action figure. And
yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Like,
oh, yeah, I'd be the worst.
Especially, like, board games. It's like, that box is meant to be opened and we're all going to play with it. It's probably going to get knocked on the floor. It's going to get torn up
like
anyway.
Like, this would probably happen.
Yeah. It's like, god damn.
We transport them places.
Yeah, hell, our descent box, I mean, it kind of came like that, but I don't care if, like, a corner gets beat up. You know what they make for that? Tape.
Yeah.
Glue if I want to get really fancy and make it look really good.
Yeah.
Tyler can't survive Escape from Atlantis, which is just fucking
yeah,
such
I like that
a good
one.
Game. Just fucking sharks and whales for everybody.
We also got Pandemic, which
yep.
I haven't played that yet. I don't know if you guys did or not.
No, me and him played, and Nikki was sitting there, but she was, like, getting ready to go to bed. I played it with Kevin Hazard as well. You got Forbidden Desert, which I'm fucking pissed at, because we're now going to have two copies, because I need a bite to go along with my Forbidden Island.
Yeah.
You got me a gift card, so I got a fucking box to hold all my Dice Master shit.
Yep.
We added, like, 10, 15 games to our communal collection fucking December. Anton had all his games at fucking Brandon's, and so now I have them at my house.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have extra Cards Against Humanity. We have another boss monster, because Kevin's got that.
I haven't played that yet either.
Kevin's got Ticket to Ride, too, and I really want to fucking try that out.
Why haven't we played that?
I don't know. I think he said it's at, like, his in-laws or something, but I'm like, fucking steal that shit back, because that's supposed to be, like, as stupid as it sounds, one of the biggest, like, classic board games that helped bring board games back in the 90s.
And that one, you have, like, places you have to reach, right? Like, you have
and
to have a road.
Cut each other
okay.
off and shit like that.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we're still trying to work on movies and shit if Brandon will stop being an alcoholic and
heroin.
Going out all the time. We might just film it here.
That's fine. Which one?
I'm not talking details about that project.
That's fine.
But we got our superhero shit ready. hopefully here soon we'll actually start having game nights.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
ask about.
We need to go talk to the owner of... I can't even think of the name of it. But I need to because we can start plugging the shit out of that.
Yeah.
But
and then we'll have game nights where we'll just bring...
A bunch of games and anybody can come hang out and play.
Yeah, just come play whatever and we'll teach you.
I got a really cool
steamer we'll learn
trunk
together.
From the 50s that we can carry fucking our
Wonderful.
Games into stores because it looks awesome. Sentinels in the Multiverse just came out on Steam and Mark and I were lucky enough the first 1,000 people that bought it got sent a promo card that their promo cards you can usually only get at cons that they go to and a lot of them go for like $100 on eBay. So we each got a copy of special Tachyon character.
Oh, I found another thing that I bought, expansion, but I think you have it. It's like Final Wasteland. I think you already
had
it.
No, that one I do not have.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's awesome.
Because I found that while cleaning my desk, too.
You need to find that fucking webcam so we can start making fun of shit.
I know.
Or discussing the politicalness of Purge.
Yeah, that's right. We have to have
we
that
plan
discussion.
On start having some, I hate
discussion.
This word, but vlogs.
Vlogs.
So you can
yes.
actually see our gorgeous faces while yeah. we discuss things. Besides that, we just got a lot of weird shit going on.
School's about to start, so that'll be super fun.
Yeah. You know, some people go to school right after high school, and some people wait until the fun part of their 20s to do it.
You're welcome.
Everybody we know.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Besides that, though, we'll still be trying to... We're going to start doing more fucking podcasts.
Yeah.
Besides that, though...
Hopefully weekly.
Yeah, or at least bi-weekly.
Yeah.
Does bi-weekly mean every 2 weeks or twice a week?
I think bi-weekly means twice a week.
The opposite of bi-weekly, but not...
But not the opposite. Every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know what... Hold on. That's going to happen. Twice a week. Google.
What does that word? Because bi-weekly sounds like it could be either way, and it's driving me nuts not to think about
wait,
it.
Wait, not twice a week. Every 2 weeks. I know 2 weeks is a fortnight.
We're
going to
do
does
bicentennial podcast.
Every 200 years, we're going to do a podcast. What is that word?
I love when we have to look weird.
Okay,
shit
somebody said it says. Hold on, I'm on the Wiktionary right now.
Oh, Wiktionary! That sounds
occurring
like
once
a
every
dictionary.
2 weeks. I guess biweekly is occurring once every 2 weeks. So what's two times a week? Oh, occurring once every 2 weeks, fortnightly.
Oh, okay. So we're gonna start doing podcasts fortnightly. We will collectively now be known as Weeby Nerds, the fortnightly podcast.
Yes.
See, that makes me now that'll want to do. Only do every 2 weeks
yeah.
so that we can be a fortnightly.
Half fortnightly. Yeah. well, if we do it once a week,
every
it'll be
week.
Half fortnightly.
Half fortnightly.
Wonderful.
God damn it. Other than that, I think we're done.
Yep.
We be
nerds. And
we
be
out.